So today we begin a new series of stewardship sermons. Well, of course we do. It's October, isn't it? And as you heard, the clergy doing this have decided to each choose a psalm as their scriptural way into their sermon. I've chosen as the first preacher in this series Psalm 8, which the choir led us in singing a few moments again. I want to read that to you again, but just to maybe add something to your thought and imagination, I invite you to turn in your bulletins to page 12 and reflect on the photograph you see there as I read the text of Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars that you arranged, what are we that you should keep us in mind, mere mortals that you care for us? Yet you have made us a little less than gods and crowned us with glory and honor. You gave us power over the work of your hands, put all things under our feet, all of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air, and fish that make their way through the waters. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. When I see the photos taken of our universe by the new Webb telescope, I'm amazed. Speechless, well, almost. Overwhelmed. I've always been fascinated by stars. As a child in rural Northwest Texas, far from the city lights, I grew up seeing the night sky clearly. And most recently, just 5 years ago, Sherry and I spent several days in and near the Big Bend, including one spectacular evening at the McDonnell Observatory, entranced by the view of the night sky, both to the naked eye and through large telescopes. But the photos in the last couple of decades from the Hubble telescope and since summer this year from the Webb telescope leave me praying again, O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth, in all the cosmos, in all the universe. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what are we humans that you should keep us in mind, mere mortals that you care for us? And yet, the psalmist says, you gave us power over the work of your hands. You put all things under our feet. The psalmist first amazed at the universe and then even more amazed that the creator of this vast expanse should give us mere mortals almost divine power over God's creation, at least on planet Earth. Though we've now set our sights on the moon, Mars, various asteroids, and even more amazing to me, on the inner workings of living cells, their chemistry, even their genetic makeup. Given us such power over the universe that we can change the weather. We can move mountains. We can empty entire whole river systems. We can find ways to kill viruses as they enter the cells of our bodies. Of course, making room for a new set of viruses. And yet, all this power of this universe, we have the power, and some people would say the ultimate power, and that this is the ultimate power, we have the power to destroy the whole thing. At least on planet Earth. And who knows? Once we get off to the moon, will trash and plastic litter it before long, and maybe we'll finally get to Mars and discover there is life there, which we can immediately endanger by spreading ourselves over the whole thing. How much power we have, the power to destroy or the power to create? For you see, God said at the very beginning, and you know this story, but here it is in a more contemporary, less churchy translation. On the sixth day, God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth." So God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. Prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge, be responsible for the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. Be responsible for the creation. That's the first commandment from God. Long before the ten, longer before the summary of the law from Jesus, longer even than Jesus' commandment on the night before he died to love one another as he loves us. The first commandment, be responsible for the whole creation. We humans have been given ultimate control over it all, and we're called to be protectors and guardians, as well as users and consumers of it all, to be stewards of God's creation. Perhaps even one day this space, the final frontier, humankind's mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no human has gone before. Sorry, I got carried away there. The Webb telescope does that to me. Back to my point, we're called to be protectors, guardians, and yes, users and consumers of it all, to be stewards of God's creation. And there you are. I said at the beginning, this is the first in a series of stewardship sermons, and finally, I got that word in. Much of the time when we speak about stewardship, something we Episcopalians do mostly around this time of year, our focus is largely on providing for our local parish church and the larger needs of our diocese and national church. Much of our talk is shaped by the upcoming fiscal year and the need to be certain that the church can continue its work. We speak of setting aside for this work a portion of our own time and talent and treasure. We speak of the need each of us has to set aside a portion that stretches us. But Psalm 8 reminds us that we have been created for an even greater stewardship than merely setting aside a tithe of everything we have for the church. We are created to exercise our almost godlike powers in this material world to care for, to develop, and to strengthen and preserve this world. Land, water, air, living things of all sorts, called as stewards of all there is, to strengthen, heal, protect, and even improve on the creation. So I urge, before you and I consider our pledge to Transfiguration for the coming year, we need to renew our baptismal calling to join God as the caretakers and stewards of all that God has created, so that our stewardship will have more to do with how we use all the stuff we have and to all the people whose lives we touch. How do I contribute to preserving the earth, its air and water? How do I own and possess a reasonable share of the world's stuff and still preserve enough for everyone? How do I shop, collect, give, vote, save, dispose of, and teach. As we consider our pledge to the church this year, perhaps on a cloudless night, even with Dallas's city lights, we might go out and look up and see what stars we can see and remember how many more there are, saying, "Oh God, how wonderful in all the universe is your name. How do I prayerfully move my pledge to do more as a steward of this world God has given us, for the sake not only of the church, but of all the world." Amen.